Dozens of North Carolina businesses and executives have come out against the amendment. Duke Energy CEO Jim Rogers compared it to Jim Crow laws. The company itself has no position on the amendment, though it calls the state's open and inclusive reputation critical to economic growth. Self-help CEO Martin Eakes, a member of Bank of America's National Advisory Board, said the amendment could push B of A from its Charlotte headquarters to New York. The bank didn't respond to requests for comment. Bob Young founded Raleigh-based open-source software giant Red Hat. He now runs online publishing platform Lulu. He says the amendment would hurt recruitment.
It is saying we don't want you if you fall into these categories. And, you know, it's going to cause Lulu, it's going to cost us talented kids who would otherwise come and join us.
Tammy Fitzgerald, head of the pro-amendment group Vote for Marriage NC, disagrees.
We believe that marriage is actually good for business because it produces the next generation of worker and it produces stable families who produce good workers.
Despite requests, Vote for Marriage NC did not provide an example of a business that supports the amendment. Fitzgerald says most of the top-performing states economically have similar amendments, though she acknowledges there's no proven correlation between those things. Bob Young describes himself as a conservative, and he says he wouldn't be surprised if leaders in more traditional industries like tobacco and farming support the amendment or don't care.
But if North Carolina wants to be a 21st century-based economy and attract technology companies and the talent necessary to make those technology companies successful, this is about as foolish an initiative as legislators in North Carolina could come up with.
The State Chamber of Commerce hasn't taken a position on the amendment. It says it simply hasn't heard a lot from its members on the issue. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.